The U.S. women's national soccer team is doing very well, thank you very much. The team hasn't lost a game in regulation in nearly 3 years and is undefeated heading into the World Cup quarterfinals, which begin tomorrow in China. The U.S. will play England, and defending champion Germany will take on North Korea. On Sunday, it's Norway against China and Brazil against Australia. Reporter Graham Hayes is in Tianjin covering the World Cup for ESPN SoccerNet, and he says the U.S. team looks good, even if it isn't generating as much excitement as it has in the past.
People aren't necessarily thrilled that they haven't been scoring as many goals as U.S. teams have in the past, but you know, they finished first in their group, so it's really hard to complain about what they've done so far.
Yeah, you keep hearing that the play has looked sort of lackluster on the U.S. side.
Yeah, I don't think it's been lackluster per se, but it's a young team, which I think people forget in general, that there are five or six players, depending on which lineup they put out there, who haven't played in a World Cup before. So I think there have been some nerves. They've played on some bad fields because of weather. So I think there have been factors that have helped them look not so good.
Who among those young players has caught your eye so far?
Probably Lori Kolubny, who's a midfielder for this team, who's in her first World Cup, has been great in all three games. She's a very fast player and gets back on offense and defense equally well.
Let's talk about some of the other teams. We probably can't talk about all of them, but there's been a lot of talk about the Brazilian team, and in particular, dazzling play by the player Marta.
I would agree with that. She is widely regarded by a lot of people as the best player in the world right now, and that's a very strong shot. In the women's game, I guess in the past, a lot of times you haven't seen players who have been as creative necessarily. Perhaps they haven't had a chance growing up to kind of just play free form soccer a lot. And she has that free flowing style.
What about other teams that you'll be looking forward to maybe do especially well, or maybe some surprises coming up this weekend?
North Korea is a team that has a great chance to upset Germany, who were the champs last time. This was a team that came in with a lot of hype as a team that nobody had seen, really, because they don't play a lot of games outside of North Korea or certainly outside of Asia.
If you look at sort of the balance of power in women's soccer and teams or parts of the world that have been dominant in the past and who's dominant now, do you see things shifting?
You do see things shifting, and you see parity really growing in this game. Europe and North America have been the two dominant regions. China made the final in 1999. That's the only team from outside Europe or North America to make a final. But you really see in this World Cup the Asian teams, and it helps that it's being contested in Asia and they're on firm footing here. But those Asian teams and North Korea, China's back, Australia is now in the Asian qualifying region. Those teams are all up to world class.
Bottom line, on September 30th, when the finals played, the U.S. wants to take its third World Cup title. Do you think they can do it?
I think they can. I think I'm in a minority in that group because of the way they played so far, but I don't see any of the favorites, and probably the three favorites are Germany, or Brazil, and the U.S., and I don't think any of them have played their best soccer to this point, so I don't think it's necessarily that bad a sign that the U.S. hasn't hit its stride yet, because I think what you want to do is play as well as you need to play in group play and then try and hit your stride during this phase now.
Graham Hayes is in Tianjin, China, covering the Women's World Cup for ESPN SoccerNet. Graham, thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.